So why did Judge Mays call a meeting?
He called the meeting clearly to talk about his concerns for meeting the merger date later this year.
Why is Judge Mays concerned about meeting that deadline?
He appears to be concerned because just a week ago, the school board discussed and voted on whether or not to delay the merger date. Also, the school board has submitted a very preliminary budget to the Shelby County Commission that seeks $145 million in new funding, and it's a budget that really no one on the County Commission believes has any chance of passing, at least in that amount. So he seems to be concerned that this is not moving as swiftly as it should.
So what happened in the meeting?
The judge indicated that he is about to appoint a special master to oversee the school's merger to make sure that it stays on its target date. The attorneys tell us that the judge was pretty insistent that the merger is going to happen with the start of the July 1 fiscal year and with the August 5th first day of classes for the 2013-2014 school year.
So what type of a person is this special master going to be? Are they going to be a lawyer? Are they going to be an educator? Are they going to be something else?
It could be any of the above. All sides in the case will be asked to submit names. It will be someone who can really get into the weeds, so to speak, with the school system on the logistics of meeting this merger target date.
Yeah, well, a lot of the work for the school's merger, picking a superintendent, you know, approving a budget, that's the realm of the school board, and the school board isn't a party to the lawsuit.
Right. They are linked, and they're not linked. They're not linked in the way of being someone who actually filed a court motion or who was named as a defendant or a plaintiff in the case. But the consent decree governs the merger, and that's the tricky part here. The special master was set out and agreed to by all sides in 2011.
So what type of authority is this person going to have over the unified school board?
That's a really good question that no one has worked out. So this is a very interesting area where the school board meets the court order.
Okay, and so what about municipal schools or in opening in the suburbs? Where are we on that?
The attorneys indicated that the judge really didn't seem to be as concerned about that as he was about meeting the merger deadline. He has heard all of the arguments regarding the two state laws that are in place now governing how you set up municipal school districts. So he could conceivably rule at any time.
Bill Dries, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bill Dries is a senior reporter for the Memphis Daily News. To learn more, go to our website, wknofm.org.